Simon, you've obviously had a lot of time to consider that result this afternoon. What are your thoughts?
Hugely disappointing. I thought we started the game ever so well, got the goal and created some good chances. We were very lively going forward, quite comfortable throughout the first half. In another game, we could have quite easily, with them opportunities being quite a couple more goals in front, limited them to few opportunities, as I said. But then second half, you know the opposition are going to come out, but as if we put a different team out in that second half. All the good things that we did in terms of passing the ball, the energy, anticipation of second balls and people running forward and being brave on the ball disappeared out of us. And that was disappointing because we had a great opportunity to win the game today. And it looked at one stage that when second one went in, one or two players decided that was the end of the game. And that's not a good attitude to have. So we've had a few words in there because it's might look at 2-1, it's a decent result down there, but it's not. It's how you're playing in games. And second half was hugely disappointing, and the players are certainly aware of that.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because back end of last season, you picked yourself up from a very bad blow at the end of the campaign and went into the playoffs with the right attitude. So why do you think the second half performance was so... Would you call it lacklustre today?
Well, it was lacklustre. They showed far more desire and energy about us than us. They had more willingness to win second balls, track runners and do the ugly side of the game. And when they got the ball, they were brave on it. Too many of our players, when we got the possession of the ball, just took the easy option, or just lump it forward to Joe Garner, he'll might get something out of nothing, or Owen Dahl, or one of the strikers. Where first half we passed it with a real purpose and we had people making good runs and looked very lively, and it's sort of one or two players, it's a real reality check for one or two of them that it's not sort of under 21 football, it's not football where you can just stroll through a game. Second half was a bit like we just turned up for a Sunday morning stroll, and that's no good. And this division, it's a demanding league, and we've lost games over the last few weeks where I've come out and said, look, we've done well and we didn't deserve that today, but today second half we didn't do enough to do the win and to get the win or get something out of the game. And I think probably epitomised as the second half when 9 minutes of injury time, I don't think we even worked the goalkeeper. We're just quite prepared to lump it forward, and I want my players to be braver on the ball and make positive decisions.
You changed the system today. Just talk us through that, if you will.
Well, we felt that the three up front would be a handful, and they were. I thought the combination player, the movement, got off to a perfect start, and one or two of the other lads had opportunities in that first half to finish it off. And we looked at it and we thought, yeah, this is a way where they can do the defensive side of the job, and they can also hurt the opposition. So we went with that system, and it was working. Changed it when they were running, getting on top of us, trying to sort of get two banks of four and get back into the game. But I don't think you can talk about systems and what you play, this, that and the other, but if you haven't got one or two players that are deciding that want to run around and stop goals or anticipate second balls, then you can play whatever system you want.
Your strikers are still lacking those goals, aren't they? Joe Garner's got a suspension now. How much is it of a concern, is it, that the strikers aren't scoring?
Well, I think when you look at the first half, we look like we're capable of scoring a lot of the times when we're breaking forward and getting into some good positions. And you realise that the step up that we've got now, goalkeepers are better goalkeepers and make better saves, and obviously it'd be nice for one or two of the strikers. But first half, we did okay in that respect and looked lively. Second half, there wasn't enough players who wanted to get on the ball to then affect the top three to get them into them positions to score goals. So I'm not overly concerned by the three strikers not sort of scored yet, but it's more like players behind them doing their jobs properly.
Do you have 100% confidence in this squad to find their feet in the division, or do you need more personnel?
Well, we'll analyse the whole situation. Yeah, we'd love to have sort of three or four more players that have played at this level and that little bit more experience. But look, we've got the players that we've got. We believe that they're good enough to go and do it. But if I'm sure that if we decided that some one or two players weren't good enough, then we could go out and get some more. So we can only get permanent signings till January. We've got a few loan deals, obviously, in the building at this moment in time. But one or two players have to come step up to the mark a little bit more and learn from games like today, and hopefully they do.
How many are the players that got knocks today? Is there any serious problems that you've got?
No, not really. I think there'll be a few broken egos, given sort of how we played in that second half and the words that we've had in the dressing room.